The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Vibrational medicine, along with alternative therapies, can mean total body wellness for you. This is Good Vibrations. Catch the wave to better health with Lynn Waldrop. Vibrational medicine encompasses many modalities: sound, color, light, magnets, and more. You'll learn how to use these proven concepts to stimulate muscles, organs, and bones to their natural state of resonance. Now, here's your host, Lynn Waldrop.
Welcome to another episode of Good Vibrations. Today we have a wonderful guest, Dr. Heather Mack. She's a holistic vet. She does chiropractic, acupuncture, essential oils, lasers, thymotherapy, and dental on horses, and has a beautiful ranch at Mystic Canyon Ranch in Idaho. And so welcome today, Dr. Heather.
Thank you, Lynn. Thank you for having me.
So glad to have you. So this month we're doing all about holistic and vibrational medicine with your pet. I don't know if you'd really call a horse a pet.
Well,
they're a little bigger than the average pet.
They are, but they are really powerful healing partners for people. And of course, a lot of the horses that I work on are performance horses that are, you know, have a value to their ability to perform. But I still work on plenty of horses that are people's friends and partners, and so they're not exactly pets, but they are animals, and they're part of our planet.
So, how did you get into this? And let me give everybody your website real quick. It's www.balancedequinewellness.com. So please go check out Dr. Heather. How did you get into this?
I'll just want to say that that's balanced with a D. A lot of people just forget the D part. So balanced equine wellness. Well, Lynn, it's actually an interesting story how I got into it. I grew up in Pennsylvania, and I always wanted to be a veterinarian. I never had any other desire or wish. So that was really a blessing for me. You know, a lot of people flounder for a long time wondering what they should be doing with their life. But that was very obvious to me. And I am the youngest of five, and I had an older brother. I have an older brother, Thomas, who started me doing transcendental meditation when I was 13, and I'd sit in the forest and meditate, and birds would land on my knee or bunnies would come really close. And so I just had a really great feeling and a really good connection with animals for a long, long time. And but I thought I was my dreams were to be in Kentucky and to be a big, you know, equine surgeon in Lexington and write articles for the American Veterinary Medical Journal and things like that. But I went to Columbia University in New York City. I left a little tiny village in Pennsylvania and a small private school in high school and moved to the city, sold my horse, and I got really sick. I got really out of balance. City life was not harmonious for me. My mom came into the city, and she took me to a regular doctor who wanted to put me on a lot of medications, and I stopped menstruating and lost most of my hair and gained a bunch of weight, and he wanted to put me on thyroid medication and the pill and all kinds of things, and it just wasn't right. And my brother, that wonderful brother, he took me to a Chinese medical doctor down in between Little Italy and Chinatown in New York, and this was an acupuncturist. His name was Dr. Kenny Gong. And he asked me about an hour's worth of questions, things like what direction is my head when I'm sleeping, things that, you know, a normal 18-year-old doesn't really think about, at least I didn't. And it took me a minute to answer those kind of questions. And he told me that horses were a big part of my life and that I needed to get out of the city every weekend and get back to the country and ride. And he just looked at me on so many levels. And when I walked out of that dark kind of hallway in Chinatown down these worn-out marble stairs versus the fancy high-end place on 707, Lexington Avenue, where my mother had taken me, the regular doctor, I just knew that I wanted to be a holistic vet. So I got sick in New York City from the stress of being in the city and not being in the country where I belong, and that was how my journey began.
Wow, and the way that I found you was, everybody might remember one of my first shows was Saima International with Nandara Cromwell, and she is, I guess, the founder of the Saima machine, Saima Therapy, and it's just a wonderful, wonderful machine for humans, and when she told me that you used it on horses, I was just so excited because for years I kept getting in my meditations that I needed to do my tuning fork work on horses, and it's not that many people that did that. So I was always so intrigued to come and meet you and see how you use Saima and see how to adapt that with the tuning fork work that I do.
Oh.
So what kinds of things do you find the most common with people's horses, and what are some of the most common ways that you treat it, since you have such a wide variety of things that you actually do?
I really do. I do have a mixed bag of tricks. And since I'm now, you know, pretty well established as a holistic practitioner in the horse world, and I'm working on primarily at least 75% of my clients are high-end performance horses. So I find subtle imbalances in their bodies and in their posture and in their gaits that, you know, a little bit, if they're 10 or 15% off of what is true and total wellness for them, that can really wear on them. And I get to see my horses on a preventive basis. Many people want to see me once a month or at least every quarter so I can tune up their horses. And so I guess the most common thing I find is postural imbalances, pelvic imbalances, issues in the neck. You know, in veterinary school, they told us that 90% of the lamenesses come from the hocks or the knees down, and that is not what I'm finding. I find a lot more going on up in the axial skeleton and in their spine, and I will tell you in a moment, we'll get into it, I'm sure, a little bit more about the temporomandibular joint and how that affects the horses. But so I'm seeing a little bit of a lack of performance or lameness, and my focus is on the axial skeleton. I have plenty of other good conventional veterinarians that spend a lot of time looking at the lower limbs. And, of course, if I find something there, I address it. But my primary focus is on the whole horse, its wellness, its function, and on its spine, nervous system.
And that's so, you know, I find that so true. And I had a gentleman on from the Center for Neuroacoustic Research in California that, you know, I love when I get guests on that confirm and actually spend $1 million to do the research to prove why what I'm doing works. I've been better than that. But everything that I do with tuning forks is all about the balancing the spine and the nervous system in a person, you know. So I love to hear that's one of your main focuses.
Well, you know, as we know, body is a dynamic energy system, and all the cells and the organs and the tissues, they have their own vibration or their own resonant nature. And I have to say that I have some colleagues that use tuning forks on horses, and I'm excited for you to come and spend a little time with me because I'd like to do some more of it. And I've certainly had tuning forks on my own spine and love it, just absolutely love it. Those precise combinations of frequencies, you know, just you can feel the health happening in the area or the chakra or the segment of the spine.
So you, as a chiropractor for horses, is that what you use then to manipulate the spine?
Yes, I am a chiropractor for horses, and I do acupuncture, and I usually use that in combination if it's appropriate. And yes, I do manipulations on the spine, and I'm not a very huge person, and it really takes some finesse and setting the horse up, and that's where I will use, you know, Saima therapy before I even start. To soften the muscles of the connective tissue, or, you know, there are so many different commutations with that Saima machine. It's just phenomenal. I mean, there's vertebral damage, there's vertebral segments, there's disc, you know, there's spinal nerves, there's nerve impingement. There's so many different commutations or combinations of, or basically like chords of frequencies that are created for the different imbalances in the body. So I'm definitely big on spending a little time even using essential oils or laser or photonic therapy and some myofascial releases and very gentle and subtle work before I ask the spine to get adjusted. And I'll use the activator and then use my hands and straight manipulations. So I do everything I can to make it as subtle and as comfortable for the horse as possible.
Well, I got to tell you, I'm having a real hard time visualizing how to do chiropractic on a horse. I know just on me. Sometimes, you know, that chiropractor's on top of you, and they're crunching and twisting and all this kind of stuff. So I would love to see that in action on a horse.
Well, as I said, you know, there are plenty of other horse chiropractors that are much bigger and can do phenomenal moves that I just can't. So I work on getting the horse to put itself in the right position to just go back to normal. And it's pretty subtle and remarkable. And, you know, the most fun thing is that the horses just do not lie. They don't fake it. When you've adjusted them, they lick and chew or yawn or sigh or move closer to you. It's pretty wonderful. I mean, there are some that are in such pain that it's uncomfortable for them and they're in a little bit of distress. And I'm not above using, you know, anti-inflammatories if that's appropriate. I mean, holism is the whole thing and doing what's appropriate. So if you need to give them something, but very, very rarely, I would say 5% do I need to give them any kind of anti-inflammatory or muscle relaxant before I can get an adjustment. And I don't know if this is the time to go into it, but it's sort of by default that I got into TMJ awareness dentistry because I found that, you know, I have great training in chiropractic and acupuncture, and I'm very competent in that. But I found out through just time and practice and experience that if you don't have a comfortable jaw joint, the temporomandibular joint, you just don't get much to hold. So by default, I've become an advocate and a teacher and a person that's practicing what I call TMJ awareness horse dentistry. And I'd like to talk to you about that a little bit.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, well, many people may not know this because this is really for pets, but and cats and dogs' teeth are like humans. We're bunodonts, so our teeth, you know, grow. We lose our deciduous teeth, and we get our permanent teeth, and then they'll erupt to a certain point, and that's it. And they'll wear away or get a little loose or something as we age. But horses are hypsodonts, so they have a big, long tooth root, and it continues to erupt throughout their lifetime. Now, the eruption rate gets slower as the horse gets older, but the beauty of that is that a person can go in and literally sculpt the teeth and put them into a place of balance. So, sadly, I need to mention that there is a movement in the equine dental world with veterinarians and dentists to use power instruments, and really, you know, the whole concept is time is money, and with these power instruments you can do a faster job. But the problem there with the power instruments is that the horses need to be sedated heavily to have this kind of stuff put into their mouth, and then their heads get pulled up into an abnormal position. They either get hoisted or tied up. And then the practitioners are sometimes, you know, I'm not saying everybody, but sometimes they're just not really considering the biomechanics of the jaw joint. They're just concerned about getting the little hooks and rims and points that grow on the horse's molars. So those are the back teeth. And they're big, long molar tables. They go all the way up, you know, to their eyes. So that's almost a foot of molars.
Oh,
now,
great.
I know a lot of people don't know that. So most people are fascinated when I ask them to put their hands in the mouth. So what I am an advocate of, and it's a small group of people in the world that are with me, but it's so satisfying and it's so obvious, we use hand instruments. We sedate the horse just as little as possible because we want the nervous system to integrate those little changes. And so we use hand instruments and we float the molar tables and we also float the incisor tables, which are floating means grinding or sculpting, basically. And honest to God, I don't know why the word floating is what we call it. But we float horses' teeth, which is basically equilibrating or balancing by basically scaling or grinding off teeth with very sharp little cutting blades instruments, so the dental instruments. I like the hand instruments. Now, I won't lie. I do have some power instruments, and if I have some really huge pathology in there, then I'll use that to get it. But I like to finish the work and pretty much do most of the work with hand instruments that are ergonomically correct to fit in the horse's mouth, and I give them as little sedation as possible. Now, the other thing that's very different about how we do it is we balance the front teeth, the incisors, which are the front teeth, and there's a proper angle and alignment and a balance that should be on those teeth that coincides with the molar table angles and then the rotation of the TMJ. So we look for a balance or a harmony between the TMJ, the molar tables, and the incisors. And a lot of people don't even ever address the incisors. And now here's where I say my practice has come back to doing dentistry, because so often you'll see a little imbalance in the incisors, like a wedge, you know, an angle, maybe going from the high on the right and down to the left. And you'll see a reciprocal pelvic imbalance because the horse is really trying to compensate, and you'll see it usually in the pelvis. So the jaw and the pelvis, or the jaw and the hips, I see over and over again either in balance or an imbalanced relationship. So anyway, I know that seems maybe a little more detailed than pet owners want to hear, but
no, that is so awesome because, you know, I used to have TMJ. So do the horses actually have like the clicking?
They do. They have the clicking in the jaw. They have distress. It's very obvious. Sometimes you can't even put your hands near their eyes because that TMJ joint is right by their eyes. And you know, as in my initial holistic exam, so every horse that I stand in front of, I first stand back and just assess their vibrational frequency, you know, the different chakras and how the horse is just feeling and resonating in that level. And it's pretty obvious. You can feel it. You know, they'll be very strong in the pelvis and in the second chakra, and then just weak in the third, you know, and it might be a spleen deficiency, like they're getting the wrong food, and the spleen is the organ that disperses energy, actually distracts it from the nutrition, from the food, and disperses it. So if you know, they happen to be getting the wrong thing, you know, some, like we are, can be gluten intolerant or lactose intolerant. Well, you know, some horses are getting alfalfa and it's not doing them any good, and they're getting it day in and day and night, day in, night and day. So I assess the energetic body, the field of the horse, and then I go and start right up front. I start right in front of the horse. I take a look so often that, you know, I described a little wedge in the incisors where they might be high on the right and low on the left. If you look at the angle from straight ahead of them, you'll also see the eyes will be the same. The right eye will be higher, and it'll have a different shape and angle on the head than the left. And sometimes there's something, a bony prominence on the side of the face called the facial crest, and that'll be higher or more developed on the right and less developed on the left and lower. So even the right ear might be higher and lower. So I take a look at all of that. That's so important because a horse that has those asymmetries that I just described is going to be a very different athlete or animal to the left versus the right. They're usually a lot more comfortable going left and less comfortable going to the right.
That is so fascinating. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back and learn more about how this affects your horse. We'll be back in a minute.
What's going on behind the scenes with your favorite Voice America show or host? For the latest news, visit the iRadio blog at iradioblog.com.
Are you tired of feeling stressed out, can't sleep, and in pain? Learn how to use vibrational medicine as your new first aid kit. While healthcare costs are climbing and there are more and more pharmaceutical side effects, there is another choice. Contact Lynn Waldrop at www.soundcolorandlightforlife.com and see how 1 hour can change your life. Depression, gout, Parkinson's, sciatica, neuropathy, surgery recovery, tennis elbow, ACL tears. You can have a quicker recovery and live the active life you've always wanted to. Visit soundcolorandlightforlife.com.
How would you like to live a phenomenal life? If you aren't currently living the life you desire, contact us for a phenomenal life session at www.myphenomenallife.net. Finances, relationships, sex, business, weight issues, and more. 1 hour can change your life. Call 678-745-VIBE. That's 678-745-8423. Or contact us on the web at www.myphenomenallife.net. Why not start living the life you've always dreamed of now? What's stopping you? visit myphenomenallife.net or call us at 678-745-VIBE. Again, that's 678-745-8423.
Want a getaway to views that will take your breath away? Visit Paradise in the U.S. Virgin Islands. Come see what we're talking about at www.stcroixdreamvacation.com, where there's plenty of sun and fun, snorkeling, scuba diving, jet skis, golf, the most breathtaking sunsets, and the rich history of Christiansted. It's time to de-stress and feel the relaxation of island time. Visit stcroixdreamvacation.com. That's S-T-C-R-O-I-X, dreamvacation.com. Kick back, relax, and feel the Make your first stop, stcroixdreamvacation.com.
Think you've seen everything there is to see in online television? Let us surprise you. Visit voiceamerica.tv today for sports, health, business, and more on demand 24/7.
You are tuned in to Good Vibrations with Lynn Waldrop. If you have a question or comment about today's program, please call 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. If you'd rather send an email, our email address is lynsgoodvibes@att.net. Now, back to Good Vibrations. Catch the wave to better health.
Welcome back, everybody. Today we have Dr. Heather Mack with us. She is a holistic veterinarian that mainly works on thoroughbred horses. But we're going to give you some tips and tricks here of things to look for in your horse in this next segment. So welcome back, Dr. Heather.
Nice to be back. Thank you. I want to tell you, I just want to correct you. I don't work on that many thoroughbreds. Actually, the last thoroughbred I worked on was Zenyatta, that famous racehorse mare. I did do a lot of thoroughbreds when I was growing up back east and when I first moved to Idaho, a local racetrack. But most of my practices is warm bloods or maybe thoroughbred crosses that are jumpers and hunters and dressage horses and or quarter horses that do, you know, reining or rein cow work. And then the rest of them are pretty much people's, you know, pets and beloved ones that live at home and go on trail rides and go into the mountains and things like that. So not too many thoroughbreds anymore.
That's all right. You're a thoroughbred of a holistic vet. How about that?
All right. I'll take it. I'll take that. They are by far some of the most beautiful animals in the whole wide world. And I've got a couple here right at the Mystic that are retired.
We're going to talk about your branch here in a minute, but let's finish up this initial conversation about the TMJ because I'm just fascinated. So if many horses develop this, is it because of, and again, I'm obviously not grow up with a lot of horses, so I apologize that I haven't done my homework here, but what is the thing called that's in their mouth?
The temporomandibular joint or the speculum or the molars or what?
No, when you're riding a horse and they have the bit or whatever in their mouth, is it because of them having that in their mouth that so many of them develop the TMJ?
Well, not so much the bit, although a heavy-handed rider and the improper bit can certainly cause them distress. It's really, again, we talked about how horses' teeth are continually erupting. So if there is something that goes wrong, maybe in the development of the teeth, if they lose, for instance, their deciduous or you know, baby so-called teeth on the left side first and not on the right, then the you'll get an imbalance. Like the permanent molars on the left will grow down first and start to create a wedge or an imbalance on the left side of the molar arcade versus the right. And so it's very important that I definitely don't have enough time to get into how horses' teeth erupt and when they lose them, but as you can, between the ages of 2 and 4.5, they're really developing their permanent mouth, and so if something goes a little bit out awry there, then you can start to create an imbalance that goes and goes and goes unless somebody addresses it. And the other thing that can happen is just really depending if a horse has an overbite or a slight overbite, it's called an overjet, or an underbite. Same thing as with humans, you know, and we see so many humans getting dentistry or orthodontics, and you know, we don't get to do that as much with horses, but with conscious floating, you can. So the TMJ joint gets unhappy. The other reason is because the way God intended horses to live, and I have a kind of a miniature model of that here at the Mystic, is to move and graze. They'll graze 16 to 20 hours in a 24-hour period, and they'll be moving and grazing. And the grasses that they normally get to graze on are native grasses that have a lot of silica and flint and a roughness in their in the fiber that wears the horse's teeth down. So that's how they get it done in nature. But what happens here is we've domesticated our horses, and most horses are living in a stall, and they're getting hay that's already been cultivated and chopped up, or they're getting grain that's cultivated and chopped up. And a lot of the horses that I see on the west side of the United States are, if they are in pasture, it's irrigated pasture, so the grass is really soft, and they don't really ever get to get that coarse grinding surface, so they don't get to balance their equilibrate their own teeth like God intended, like they would in nature.
Okay.
So that's where some of the imbalances come too.
So let's talk a little bit about everyone out there that has a horse, and you know, just what are some of the common things that they can look for? Like I said, you have so many different bags of tricks, even things that aren't going to cost people an arm and a leg, such as your essential oils.
Right.
That they can use on their horses to maybe, and what are some things to even look for?
Well, that's a great question, and this goes right, this fits so beautifully into good vibrations, you know, because there's a frequency. When a horse, go and listen to your horse chewing, okay? And as I told you earlier, they have these molars, almost a foot of molars, and that molar table, if it's in proper alignment, if the jaw is happy, if there's a resonance, when you hear that horse chew, it'll be a nice, if they're chewing like their hay, for instance, and if they get to chew with their head down, which is also the way it's supposed to be. So people who kind of put their horses' feet up in higher feeders is just because they think they're preventing them from having any dirt or something, is they're not really doing them as a service. It's good to have the horse's head down. That's how it's meant to be. They're supposed to have their head down when they're eating. So anyway, you listen. You go out there and listen to your horse's chewing, and you should hear a nice, clean, hollow sound. It's like a harmony. And if that's happening for the horse and they're in balance, and you can also watch your horse, you can watch it chewing, and it should chew to the left and to the right. And, you know, if you see a horse that only chews on only to the left, and you can see the lower jaw move, and if it never goes to the other side, then chances are they've got a little problem or a little something hanging them up on that one side, and they're just not comfortable going there. And that's another thing about horses that's so fascinating. They will just adapt. You know, humans will complain. You know, if you have a bagel for breakfast and you get a poppy seed, you're going to mess with that with your tongue, or you know, try to pick it out with your finger, or get a toothpick, or brush your teeth. You're going to do something about that until you get it out. And horses, you know, if something's going wrong in there, anywhere in their body, they just sort of say, okay, for a day or two, it doesn't seem right, and then it seems by day three, they said, okay, I guess this is how it is, and I'm going to adapt to it. So look for your horse chewing both directions and listen for that clean and hollow sound. That sound is a lullaby to the horse's nervous system, because if you think about horses, they only have a few things that they can really do in life. That, you know, their job is to eat and rest and take care of themselves for the eventuality some cougar or predator comes, so they can run as fast as they can and get away from danger. So mostly it's just house cleaning and housekeeping. So when that nice, hollow, clean sound is happening while they're chewing, that is just the parasympathetic nervous system. It's a lullaby to the nervous system, and they're very happy. And if you don't hear that, you'll see them. They're discontent. They're picking. They don't have a really good sound. They're frustrated. There's a little aggravation or even an anxiety in their eating, and you can watch that. So that's the first thing you can do, and you don't even have to touch them to do that. And the other thing you can do is to put your hands up on the TMJ, or even squeeze across the TMJ joint. And there's a big bony prominence above the eye called the zygomatic arch, and you can squeeze across that in the back of the jaw. Or just massage up there, or just touch. There are several acupuncture trigger points. It would be impossible for me to explain that on the radio, but just have any sense at all. If you have any sense at all of how your horse is doing, you can see it in their eyes. So touch there, or squeeze there, or push there, or even just, you know, hold your hands a few inches apart. And sometimes you can put your fingers in the TMJ joint and feel that the left one is shallow and open, and the right one is tight. And if if the sides are not balanced, then you know you've got something going on. So that's one way you can tell. And then I have to say, honestly, I know that you mentioned you don't want to charge an arm, you know, you don't want to have to spend an arm and a leg to take care of it, but getting the teeth balanced and by someone who gets this is really important. So finding an equine dentist that doesn't overfloat, who does do the incisors as well as the molars and understands that and hopefully doesn't over-sedate them and use, you know, there are some people who are absolutely competent with power instruments and are just masters at it, but there are many people in my experience who overdo it. And a lot of times I'll come to horses and see that their molars have been way overfloated, the incisors haven't even been touched, and they're just riding on their incisors and they're trying like hell to get their molars together and they're squeezing and they have what I call temporal mandibular myofascial pain syndrome, and all we do is reduce the incisors to get the molars back in contact, and the horse goes into that, thank you state, and things get back to being happy again for them.
You know, and everybody should think about their own mouth, because I know, you know, I've had a bridge put in here or even a cavity that gets filled, and they have to file it down and you know, make it so that your bite is cohesive again so that your jaw doesn't feel like it's out. And teeth seem to be one of the most painful things there are when they're out of whack.
Yes.
You know, they'll cause you a lot of pain.
Well, the human teeth have a more neurology, you know, associated with them. The horses don't have that as much innervation to the molars, and that's because they're those continual eruptors. But they do have a pulp cavity, and what's interesting is that the temporomandibular joint is the first joint in the horse's body that has little proprioceptors or pain receptors, and those proprioceptors are the closest ones to the brain and the brainstem that tell the horse where they are in space, how they hold themselves, how they hold their shoulders, how they hold their spine, how they hold their back end, their pelvis. So that's one thing. And then the other thing about the TMJ joint and the teeth is that there are 6 acupuncture meridians that flow through the TMJ. 3 of them flow through the mouth and in the TMJ area and go down through the shoulders and through the front legs, and 3 of them go all the way through the body and then down through the pelvic limb. So
wow.
It's a convergence point. So it is really important. And like I said, you know, you can spend a lot of money and time on chiropractic and acupuncture and other therapies for the horse, but getting that TMJ into a place of harmony and balance can create overwhelming body-wide effects of wellness and balance. So I guess I've probably driven that point home enough.
What other things can they look for in terms of, like, what do you use your oils in that for? What are some other common things that that you happen to see that people just kind of miss because they don't know what to look for?
Right. You know, what you pay attention to, you're aware of. So I'm hoping that anybody that's listening that cares about their horse is going to look at their horse's jaw joint in a different light. And, you know, if you do feel those imbalances and you're not in the position to have, your horse's teeth floated appropriately at right this moment in time, you certainly can use essential oils. And I am, I'm an advocate of essential oils, which is like the blood of plants. So you can use a little, you know, you can use a little lavender or, you know, you don't want to get it into their eyes. So you have to be careful. But peppermint is an anti-inflammatory. You can mix a little lavender or cypress for circulation and peppermint, but a very tiny little bit there. Some people have found that the tea tree oil is wonderful for inflammation. You know, if you're involved with the Young Living essential oils, they have blends called, you know, Harmony or Release. And I have used, there's one called Pan Away or Pain Away, Aromaceas. Because the pole is the first cervical vertebrae or the atlas of the horse, and that area can get incredibly tense if the TMJ is unhappy too. And then the horse is just not a happy individual. So you can certainly use essential oils. You can use your hands. You can do so much by just massaging the big cheek muscle, which is the masseter muscle, and doing little myofascial releases or gentle massage, or just, you know, if you're the kind of person that has the inclination to just let the light of divine energy coming through your hands, you can just, you know, use your hands and put some lavender golden healing light there. And it's amazing how the horses will will respond to that, you know, to having some cranial work, or you can do a little, there are people that give cranial sacral workshops, and there are cranial bones in the horse's head that, cranial sutures, big ones that move quite frequently. And as you, you know, as I said, if you'll see an eye that's higher than the other one or larger than the other one, you know the cranial bones are out of alignment. So, and, you know, I use homeopathy, which is another vibrational medicine. It's the vibration of plants, animals, or minerals. And you know, you can certainly use a little arnica or root of graviolans or rustox if you hear the joint clicking. And if you have, you know, any kind
of... So is that also like in the legs as well? Like if they have inflammation in the legs, the peppermint oil they can use on the legs?
Absolutely. Now, and I'm much more generous with the peppermint. Like that combination, you need to be very careful with peppermint by the eyes. So I almost hesitate to use peppermint up by the jaw joint unless I'm, you know, I don't mind, but I don't often tell people to do that just because of the possibility of it getting close to the eye and irritating it. But in the legs, you know, peppermint, cypress, birch, and basil, you know, they all are such a beautiful combination. The cypress is for circulation, increasing circulation to the legs, and basil is for smooth tissue, and birch is for bones, and then the peppermint has a ramping effect, so it will kind of amplify all the effects of the other combinations, and it's got its own anti-inflammatory effects.
Wow.
So it's a wonderful...
So when you do acupuncture on the horses, are you actually doing the needles, or are you doing more acupressure?
Well, I do acupuncture if it's appropriate, unless the horse is in such distress that it can't handle them, and then I'll either use acupressure or laser puncture. I have some small little lasers that I use, and then sometimes I even use electroacupuncture, where I'll put a little electrical current in the, you know, clip some electroacupuncture device on the needles and run a little electrical energy through, too, if I have a particularly sore back issue. So, yes, I use needles, and, you know, I'm certified by the International Veterinary Acupuncture Society, and I have had that training since 91, so it's been a long time. But I oftentimes will create a protocol for my clients to continue with acupressure when I'm gone.
All right, well, we're going to take our last break, and we'll be back in a minute. We'll talk some more about how Dr. Heather has some horse clinics and first aid kits and things where you can learn more about how you can work with your horse at home. We'll be back in a minute.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
Want to get away to views that will take your breath away? Visit Paradise in the U.S. Virgin Islands. Come see what we're talking about at www.stcroixdreamvacation.com. Where there's plenty of sun and fun, snorkeling, scuba diving, jet skis, golf, the most breathtaking sunsets, and the rich history of Christiansted. It's time to de-stress and feel the relaxation of island time. Visit stcroixdreamvacation.com. That's S-T-C-R-O-I-X, dreamvacation.com. Kick back, relax, and feel the ah. Make your first stop, stcroixdreamvacation.com.
Are you tired of feeling stressed out, can't sleep, and in pain? Learn how to use vibrational medicine as your new first aid kit. While healthcare costs are climbing and there are more and more pharmaceutical side effects, there is another choice. Contact Lynn Waldrop at www.soundcolorandlightforlife.com and see how 1 hour can change your life. Depression, gout, Parkinson's, sciatica, neuropathy, surgery recovery, tennis elbow, ACL tears. You can have a quicker recovery and live the active life you've always wanted to. Visit soundcolorandlightforlife.com.
How would you like to live a phenomenal life? If you aren't currently living the life you desire, contact us for a phenomenal life session at www.myphenomenallife.net. Finances, relationships, sex, business, weight issues, and more. 1 hour can change your life. Call 678-745-VIBE. That's 678-745-8423. Or contact us on the web at www.myphenomenallife.net. Why not start living the life you've always dreamed of now? What's stopping you? Visit myphenomenallife.net or call us at 678-745-VIBE. Again, that's 678-745-8423.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
You are tuned in to Good Vibrations with Lynn Waldrop. If you have a question or comment about today's program, please call 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. If you'd rather send an email, our email address is linsgoodvibes@att.net. Now, back to Good Vibrations. Catch the wave to better health.
Welcome back, everybody, to Good Vibrations. Today, again, we have Dr. Heather Mack, who is a holistic veterinary practitioner, and she does all kinds of stuff for horses: chiropractic, acupuncture, essential oils, lasers, sinus therapy, and horses dentist. So we're going to learn now about, she has holistic horse clinics where you can come and learn more about your horse and how to handle your horse. So tell them a little bit about it. It's a three-day event, correct?
It is. It is, Lynn. I actually have two different clinics that I give. Actually three. I do teach this TMJ awareness dentistry to equine dentists or veterinarians. But I think what you're talking about is our holistic horse health clinics, and we do them at our beautiful ranch called the Mystic Canyon Ranch in Idaho. Or sometimes we do them up at, I have a ranch in the wilderness, in the White Cloud Wilderness. It's called the Dream Ranch, and it, depending on the time of the year and the weather, sometimes we do them up there too. And these are, the whole concept about these clinics is to empower people who have horses to come and learn how to take care of their animals and to trust their intuition and to understand the ways that they can help their own animals. And we talk a lot about using homeopathy, homeopathic remedies, and when to use them. We do a little bit, we teach some, you know, basic kinesthetic testing, or what we call muscle testing, so a person can start to trust that sense of knowing which one to use, and also some good, you know, basic education on which ones to use depending on what you've had. For instance, you know, arnica. I don't think a person should own a horse or live without some arnica around, but horses like to knock themselves or bump themselves, or any soft tissue trauma or injury, you know, we want to use arnica. And there are different potencies of arnica, and we talk about the use of the different potencies, whether it's a low potency or a high potency. We talk about essential oils, and actually teach people to do equine raindrop therapy, which is something I developed almost 20 years ago or more, actually, for horses, and I learned it from Dr. Gary Young, who's the founder of Young and Living Essential Oils. And we were at a long time ago at a conference, and he was doing a woman, and I was one of the assisting people there. And I saw this woman's spine change. She had scoliosis pretty badly, and she was married to a chiropractor, and he'd been doing everything he could for her. And this raindrop treatment shifted her spine, and you could see it. And I looked at Dr. Young, and I said, "I'm going to do this for horses." And he said, "You should." So I pioneered that, and I have a pretty fun DVD, and I love to teach this. And we actually, you know, usually teach it on the horses and on each other if the people are interested in learning, because it's such a wonderful treatment with essential oils. And so the raindrop therapy is a big hit. And then we talk about herbs and when you can use herbs versus drugs. You know, if there's a way to treat an infection with herbs instead of going right to, you know, antibiotics, then if you really have a problem with your horse, a really serious problem, you can use the antibiotics, and they won't be resistant. The horse will get the effect that they expect from it. So we talk about that. We have a really wonderful holistic first aid kit that we've created, and it has, you know, a rescue remedy, essential oils, you know, homeopathy, you know, probiotics for a horse with a stomach ache, some of the most important herbs, infection-fighting herbs and colic-ease herbs, and a plethora of other good things, wound cleanses and eye washes, and all of them are holistic. And so it's pretty fun empowering people. And just, you know, also at those clinics, I teach people consciousness in grooming their horse and spending their time. I find a lot of people, you know, have this fairy tale fantasy of having a horse, and they get a horse, and then they find that their life is busy and they don't have as much time as they would like, and they don't get to actually ride the horse as much. But I show them some routines in their small round pen or an enclosure, and I also teach a consciousness in their own body, in grooming the horse and stretching the horse. And even if, you know, depending on the frequency or the consciousness of the group, we even talk about meditating with the horses or working on their, you know, doing a golden light meditation and working on their chakras and chakra healing. So it really depends on the group and what their intention is. It's a magical place to be. So we start the day out with a, you know, sunrise walk and a little bit of, you know, giving thanks to Creator and a meditation, and then go on down and get to work on healing horses. People are welcome to bring their horses if they want, but it's, you know, Idaho is pretty far away for some of the participants. So we have plenty here. We have at this Mystic Canyon Ranch, we have a retirement program. So we have a couple of older retired horses that always love to get some extra TLC, and then I have some of my mountain horses and some of my performance horses, and my ranch manager has a horse here, so there's plenty of horses. We have 11 horses right now that we can work on.
Wow.
They're really fun.
One of the things that you mentioned on your website is about chemical toxicity. So is that, again, just because of the food that they're eating? Do horses have processed food just like we do?
Yes, they do, actually. And, you know, it's interesting, I mean, what the FDA will allow in fertilizers. So, I mean, you know, one of the things that's allowed is basically, you know, uranium, you know, plutonium, irradiated substances. And so you've got to really be careful about the feed that you're getting. We, you know, we are lucky enough to raise our own hay right here on the ranch, so we know, you know, what's on our horse's hay. But you do need to be careful about what they're eating. But the other thing with toxicity is the overwhelming use of vaccinations. That can really knock the horse's immune system down. In fact, I'm headed to a horse show in California that had an incident of a herpes outbreak last year. And so the numbers at the show were low because one of the horses that came to the show had this herpes virus, you know, had been diagnosed and then highly publicized. And so anyway, now this year, just a couple of weeks ago, the horse show officials decided that these horses need to have 8 different vaccines and had to have record of that before they're allowed on the grounds. Now, you know, I'm not against judicious use of vaccinations, but this was just a little bit over. This is going to be a little overwhelming, and some people who maybe haven't had their horses vaccinated and are now going to do that are going to get these horses given. They might get all 8 in one day, which is really, really unhealthy. It's too much. You can't expect anybody's immune system to be able to identify and react appropriately to 8 different viruses, you know, rabies, eastern encephalitis, western encephalitis, you know, influenza, rhinopneumonitis, which is a herpes virus, you know, West Nile virus. That's just too many. So I do talk a lot about this at our holistic clinics is I'm not against vaccinations. I mean, horses, you know, they do get injured, and certainly tetanus is important. And you can pull titers and see how your horse's blood is and where their immunity is to these various other diseases. But to give it all at one time is usually knocks their immune system down permanently. It's too much. And yet a lot of people don't think that way. They think they got to get it done. And the vets will come to the big barns and do it all in one day. Just to share the farm call fee, you know, so the people don't have to pay for the vet to come out again another time. But I strongly recommend you, you know, do some research and you think about it, and that you are judicious and you break up your vaccines and really only give the minimum, you know, depending on what you're doing with your horse.
You know, you just brought up a point. I'm just always so amazed that, I guess, to me, the people that get involved with animals like this are all people who love animals and it's all about the animals. But when I hear things like that where, yeah, I'm going to save a stall fee, so I'm just going to go ahead and give them all at the same time, that's just so disheartening to me.
Yeah, you know, it is disheartening, but, you know, this is just economics, really. I know it's a hard thing to say, and most people do get into the animals because of the love of the animals and what that connection does for them. But yes, it happens. And then there are also, you know, more conventional kind of veterinarians who recommend it like that. So that's, you know, it can be disheartening.
Well, let's talk about your website again. It's www.balanced, B-A-L-A-N-C-E-D, equinewellness.com. And you can reach Heather either email or phone. Email is balanced,
equinewellness@hotmail.com. And the phone number on the website is 208-866-0112. That's 208-866-0112. So do you know where you're going to be here coming up soon, where people can find you? I know that the event that Mandara from Sun and Technologies had found you at in California, I don't know if that's the one that you're talking about that you're getting ready to go to.
That is.
You were one of the only holistic vets there, and it was just fascinating to watch you work.
That is exactly where I'm headed. I head there every January. It goes on from about the 20th of January to the 15th of March, and I set up shop there and have treatment stalls, and I do hold a little frequency there. There are plenty of other veterinarians going around and doing their thing and what they know how to do, which is a lot of drugs and chemistry and corticosteroids and other good things. I don't mean to knock them, but yes, I do hold the space, and I set up shop there at Holistic Veterinary Services and Balanced Equine Wellness, and it's pretty wonderful. It's in the Palm Springs area, and it's a very big hunter jumper show. There are times when there are 4,000 horses at that facility for certain weeks, so it's a lot going on and a lot of busyness. It's the busiest time of my year.
Wow.
And then I come back to Idaho and regroup and reorganize myself and get quiet again, and then go on. The rest of the year, I just go, you know, for 10 days or a week back and forth to California or up to Calgary or different places, you know, in the United States where I go. And then the other thing that I just want to mention that I do is I have a very unique 5-day retreat in the wilderness for anybody that's interested in what I call sacred partnership with themselves and with horses and with the land. And it's a very beautiful, you know, we juice and we're very healthy and there's hot springs and we hike and we meditate and we gather sage and make bundles and do a little, you know, pass the talking stick and mess with the horses, ride them in the high country. If the group wants to camp overnight, we can do that. But that's a really special, very special thing we do two or three times a year up in the White Cloud Wilderness in Idaho.
Do you have any dates set up yet for 2013?
You know, I'm just going to get with my partner, and we're going to work on that tomorrow and the next day. So it's not yet available, but we're flexible. So if anybody, wants to put a little group together, we don't really take more than 6 people at a time. And they have a special date, we could probably make that work for them. But we will get it up on the website. We haven't got it yet.
Well, good. Well, this is really fascinating. I would love to get together with you with my tuning forks and see what magic we can make with something as simple as that. But I know I've learned so much, so I'm sure people that have listened and have horses have learned tremendous amounts. So thank you so much for being on today.
You're very welcome, Lynn. It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. So again, you can reach Dr. Heather at www.balancedequinewellness.com, and phone number there is 208-866-0112. And remember, our show is sponsored by www.stcroixdreamvacation.com. If you guys are interested in a wonderful vacation, go to the U.S. Virgin Islands. No passport needed if you're from the U.S. The views are beautiful, and it's always sunny in sunny St. Croix. So I hope you guys have a very, very healthy week, and we will see you next week.
Thank you again for joining us for Good Vibrations. Catch the wave to better health. We hope you'll tune in again next week, Tuesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, for another edition with your host, Lynn Waldrop, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Have a good and healthy week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.